Stark decision on Hoffman, Robin Hoffman, date of HOFFMAN Hoffman. Date of consultation was 8/19/25. Date of birth is 10/10/56. Please make copy for Mary Reynolds. Mary Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. A-R-N-P. Next paragraph. Dear Mary, thank you for sending Robin Hoffman for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a this is a 68-year-old obese female who has previously had daytime fatigue and sleepiness. Went for a polysomnographic study and had a home sleep study done. On 10/24/24. The study demonstrated mild sleep apnea with associated sleep-related hypoxia and the AHI of 7.7, ASMAHI of 13.3, and oxygen saturation nadir of 81%. With Bluetooth at below 88 for 11 minutes. The patient was prescribed an AutoPAP setup 4-20 centimeter pressure with a nasal pillow, and she has been using it for the past 7 months and has been quite compliant with it. The patient has benefited from the use of CPAP, and she has not had any significant weight loss over the past 6 months period. She denies hypertension or diabetes, but has hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypothyroidism and hyperparathyroidism being managed by the endocrinologist. She also has a history for cellulitis of the breast. And she has history for postmenopausal palpitations. Surgery includes a cholecystectomy and removal of squamous cell cancers of the skin. Period. The patient has gastroesophageal reflux and hepatitis A. Period. Next, habits the patient denies: smoking and no significant alcohol use. Next, family history. She is adopted. Next, allergies to Demerol. Next paragraph. System review of the patient. System review of the patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency and no asthma or wheezing or shortness of breath. No abdominal pains, heartburn, or black stools. No chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations. And no leg edema. No anxiety or depression. Denies easy bruising. She has some joint pains. And no seizures, headaches, memory loss. No skin rash or itching. Next, med list includes Synthroid. 112 micrograms daily. Metoprolol 12.5 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No sign of the ictus superfluidema. Blood pressure. Blood pressure 126/70, pulse. Pulse 88, respirations 20, temperature 98.5, weight is, temperature is 97.5, weight is 217, saturation 99. HEND, non-spheric, pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with clear lung pills. Heart is regular, so an S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no menses. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, rash number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is hypothyroidism. Number 3, postmenopausal palpitations. Number 4 is hyperparathyroidism. And number 5 is exogenous obesity. Next plan, the patient will continue with auto PAP setup, 4-20 centimeter pressure with nasal pillows, and she was encouraged to lose weight and go on a regular exercise program. Advised to continue with Synthroid, 112 micrograms daily, and get a CBC complete metabolic profile, and a follow-up visit be arranged approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mary Reynolds, ARNP. Thank you.